Well, Sonny, I understand you're tipping off today with kudos for my favorite, or I should say one of my favorite basketball players. The other is my daughter.
Well, that's good. Those are two good players right there, Kim. Yes, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute, Kim, to Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant, who reached a big career milestone Sunday night. Kobe turned in an excellent all-around performance, scoring 31 points, grabbing 11 rebounds, and passing for 12 assists in a 129-122 overtime victory over the visiting Toronto Raptors. In the process, Kobe became the first player in NBA history to reach 30,000 points and 6,000 assists in a career. Now, it was only the fourth win of the season for Kobe and the struggling Lakers, who have 13 losses and are in last place in the NBA's Pacific Division. The Lakers will be back on the court later tonight against the host Detroit Pistons, and then they travel here to Washington to play my favorite club, the Washington Wizards.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In African club football, Seywe Sport of Ivory Coast defeated visiting Al Ahly of Egypt 2-1 in Abidjan in the first leg of the CAF Confederation Cup final. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, has more details for us, as well as other football news.
Good evening, Africa. Home team Seywe Sport defeated Egyptian giant Al Ahly 2-1, taking a very slim advantage into the second leg in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Christian Kofi Kwame and Roger Asali scored for the Ivorian club, while Mahmoud Hassan scored an important away goal for Al Ahly. The return leg will be played in Cairo on December 6th. Seywe Sport is seeking to become the first Ivorian club to win Continental Club Championship since 1998. On the other hand, Al Ahly is seeking to become the first Egyptian club to win the CAF Confederation Cup. Al Ahly holds the record of most victories in Africa's other club football competition, the more prestigious CAF Champions League, with 8 titles. It has also won 6 CAF Super Cup, which pitches the winners of Africa's 2 club football competitions. The winner of the CAF Confederation Cup will pocket $660,000 and will also face the winner of the CAF Champions League in the 2015 CAF Super Cup. Staying with African football, there is bad news for Ghana ahead of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, due to start on January 17th in Equatorial Guinea. Ghana international Kwadwo Asamoah has been ruled out of the competition. Asamoah's Italian club Juventus ruled him out of the tournament after announcing he will undergo knee surgery that will sideline him for up to 3 months. The Ghana international missed training with his club on Friday and will fly to Barcelona, Spain, on Tuesday in order to have surgery to repair cartilage in his left knee. He had been complaining of persistent knee pain, according to a statement on the club's official website. Last week, Ghana named Israeli trainer Avram Grant to succeed Kwesi Appiah as coach of the Black Stars, as Ghana's national team is known. Ghana Football Association president Kwesi Nyatachi said the new coach has been charged with the task of, quote, doing well at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations and winning the 2017 tournament, unquote. Nyatachi also revealed that Grant would be assisted by Maxwell Konadu, who was named as caretaker coach after Appiah parted company with the GFA. And from Cameroon comes the report that the Emergency Committee of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has allowed the postponement of the elections of the Cameroon Football Association, FECAFOOT. The elections, which were scheduled for November 29th, will now take place by February 28, 2015, at the latest. The emergency committee said it has also extended the mandate of the normalization committee accordingly, and that the elections should take place according to the new statutes adopted on August 23, 2014. The committee said the decisions were made based on feedback from the Cameroonian authorities, who had expressed concern over security ahead of the upcoming FECAFOOT elections. Away from African football, the health of Brazilian soccer legend Pele continued to improve on Saturday although he remained in intensive care units to allow doctors to monitor a urinary tract infection. The 74-year-old three-time World Cup champion is receiving renal support treatment to help his kidneys filter waste products from his blood. He underwent surgery earlier this month to remove kidney stones. Pele has struggled with many health problems over the past decade. He has had emergency eye surgery for a detached retina and a hip replacement. Known in Brazil as the King of Soccer, he played in four World Cups and scored over 1,000 goals during his career. Finally, World Cup champion Germany says it will play the United States in an exhibition game on June 10, 2015 in Cologne. Germany's football governing body announced the date and venue on its website. Germany beat the United States 1-0 in its final group stage match at the 2014 FIFA World Cup before going ahead to win the title. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is the voice of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the voice of America. Now let's go to Malabo, the capital of Equatorial Guinea. That's where the Confederation of African Football, CAF, will hold the draw Wednesday for its 2015 Nations Cup tournament. The 16 qualifiers are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Congo-Brazzaville, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia. Our African football guru, David Legg, says with nine former champions in the field, it's shaping up as a very competitive Nations Cup kicking off January 17th in Equatorial Guinea.
Those 16 qualifiers, Sonny, they will be divided into four groups of four in terms of seeding. And what then happens is each country plays the other three teams in the group once. The top two countries in each group will go forward to the quarterfinals. So you'll have your four quarterfinals, then obviously your two semifinals. And then, of course, ultimately, you have the final. And I'm looking forward to the tournament, Sonny, on the one hand, but I'm also a bit nervous because I keep looking at this list of qualifiers, and it is so difficult to pick potential champions. I just see so many teams. I mean, some of the football played by Guinea against Uganda in Casablanca was beautiful to watch. Lovely one-touch passing. The South Africans, potentially, they could be strong challengers if they can continue from where they left off in Uyo. And there are so many other countries like Ghana, long overdue a success. Algeria, out to prove they are the number one team in Africa. You've got Ivory Coast, after so many failures when they were the favorites. Could they now sort of defy logic and win it when they're not the favorites, and so on and so forth? The Zambians, can they bounce back after disappointing 2013?
Yes, David, some very interesting Nations Cup storylines indeed. And we look forward to you breaking down the draw for us later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny, sunny, Baba Niye, Sunny Side of Sport, it's a program. Sunny, sunny, Baba Niye,
Sunnyside of Sports is our program. Sunny, Babani, yeah. Sunnyside of Sports is our program.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. More National Basketball Association news now. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Sacramento Kings Sunday 97-85 to improve their record to 15 victories and 2 defeats. That's the best record in the NBA. Zach Randolph had 22 points and 12 rebounds, and Marc Gasol added 18 points and 6 rebounds to help the Grizzlies hold off a late rally by the Kings. It was the 5th straight win for Memphis. And finally, the New England Revolution will play the Los Angeles Galaxy in the MLS Cup. That's the championship match in Major League Soccer next weekend. The teams met once in the regular season, with the Galaxy winning 5-1. I'm VO.